Niagara Falls residents are now accustomed to rolling their new green recycling totes to the curb after a year's worth of practice. The city's hope is the 96-gallon green totes are full of paper, plastic, cardboard, and other recyclable materials that just a few years earlier had ended up in the garbage. Niagara Falls once had one of the worst curbside recycling rates in Western New York, but not anymore. In the program's first full year, the city has reached a curbside recycling rate of 17%. That's more than a 50% increase in 1 year. But it's not just the curbside recycling program that's working better. The city also reported almost a 20% reduction in the amount of garbage residents throw away. That saves the city more than $100,000 in disposal fees at the landfill. The city's recycling coordinator, Brooke D'Angelo, credits success to a marketing campaign led by a quirky mascot of a man wearing a goat mask that went viral. The costume cost only $100.
Maybe the most notable is our buddy Totes McGoats, who the whole purpose wasn't to be a man in a mask. The whole purpose was to have another way to educate the citizens.
The city also changed its solid waste law for the first time in four decades to limit the amount of garbage a resident can leave at the curb each week to what fits in a blue garbage tote.
Number one, we are diverting from the landfill, and that is the biggest accomplishment.
In Buffalo, the data shows more modest progress in its curbside recycling program. The city bolstered its program 4 years ago by replacing small recycling bins with bigger green totes. It augmented that effort last year with a $90,000 marketing initiative. Buffalo's curbside recycling rate has inched up the past several years and stands at 14.4%. Although Buffalo did recycle a record amount of materials this past year, the increase was less than 2% from the prior year. And unlike Niagara Falls, Buffalo has not reduced the amount of trash it collects and dumps at landfills. That cost the city more than $5 million annually. I asked Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown if the city can claim success yet.
Well, we're measuring it very closely. We're doing a number of different things to divert materials from the landfill. And we think ultimately, if we continue the program that we've established, we're going to see success.
The progress in both cities still leaves them well short of the national average of 25% for curbside recycling programs. Brown said his administration will launch an incentives program later this year in an effort to further increase recycling in the city. D'Angelo of Niagara Falls said she will continue to focus on educating residents.
So, of course, we want to continue educating, and I do have some ideas up my sleeve as to get to the point of having people think about what they're buying. We want to get it up a few points every year until we are decreasing what we're putting in the landfill significantly.
For WBFO News, I'm Dan Talvok with Investigative Post.